a black community, a mostly white police force. Based on recent headlines, you might think this story's headed for trouble. But the residents of East Linden Street, just blocks off the main drag in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, forged a different relationship with the town's officers to pull off a remarkable transformation, as WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports.
Teresa Bass sits on the steps outside of the Bethel AME Church on East Linden, surveying the small street where she spent most of her life.
My mom, she still lives in the same house, 323 East Linden, so I moved like three houses down, 331 East Linden.
At 59, Bass wears her hair in short wispy curls that ring her head like a halo. She says growing up on an out-of-the-way street in a small town was idyllic, but as the local economy sputtered during the 1980s, she says the neighborhood changed.
I come home, I was on second shift at the time. I come home at 11:30, and I could barely get in on the sidewalk to get in my house because you got guys standing there or, you know, stopping traffic to do what they're doing, hand things in the window. It's like, it was sort of like a city, you know?
Mention Kennett Square to most people in our region, and mushroom farms more often come to mind than open-air drug markets. But contrary to popular image, Kennett Square Borough itself is compact and densely settled, a single square mile that shares a name with the more affluent surrounding township. By the 1980s, East Linden Street had gotten the reputation as a place in Kennett Square where nobody cared what you did.
Most of the homes were all African American, live here. You know, you had a whole lot of people, and I was feeling that the town really didn't care as long as it didn't go over there, you know, outside this one district here.
Men loitered, drinking and selling drugs. Bass says her brother Avery battled drug and alcohol addiction as well. By 2002, she said she was ready to leave.
I was done. I was like, I'm getting out of here. And my friend Joan Holiday, well, she's a nurse. She said, okay, there's a problem. She said, but what are you going to do about it?
She says she prayed for an answer. In the end, she and Holiday decided to hold monthly meetings with residents.
The first time, nobody showed up, maybe five people. But the next time, it must have been maybe 50.
Around the same time as those first meetings, Kennett Square received money from former Governor Ed Rendell's administration, called Elm Street money, aimed at revitalizing its historic core, including East Linden Street, which has roots back to the Underground Railroad. Some of that money went to homeowners who could use it to fix up their facades. While the meetings and the money helped kickstart the turnaround, residents in East Linden really wanted help tackling the neighborhood's drug problem. That meant getting police to be a part of the community, not just dashing in and out when something went wrong.
Instead of us having to be down there because we were needed, we were down there because we wanted to have a positive police presence.
Officer Sarah Capaccio has worked in the Kennett Square Police Force for 6 years. Growing up in the borough, she'd heard about East Linden.
It was always the rumors, like, you don't go down East Linden Street. Like, don't drive down that street. Like, that's the one street down in Kennett that you don't drive down.
She says she doesn't hear that anymore. Thanks to Bass, the meetings, and a community organization Bass helped start, called Carter CDC, the police now walk regular patrols through the area. And they take the time to get to know neighborhood kids.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Blue.
What's your favorite color?
Pink.
Activities like this one during National Night Out, an annual celebration of community and law enforcement, now act as a way to reinforce those relationships.
I remember you from the other day with Officer Manko.
What?
You told Officer Manko you like pink.
This year, the kids made a game out of meeting police officers on the force and finding out what they had in common. Bass says that's a far cry from how she felt growing up.
I was scared of police when I was little. Yeah, I was. And then again, you know, you being African-American, and they're being white, you were scared.
Since Carter CDC incorporated in 2007, police data show that disorderly conduct citations dropped sharply. There were only three in 2013, down from a peak of 53. Bass says these changes mean the neighborhood is now attracting a different class of home buyer.
We have people pretty well off moving here, you know, and, you know, they're really nice neighbors. And they have money, they can put money in.
That money, she says, has started to drive up home values and in turn, property taxes. For old-timers like her, getting priced out of the neighborhood is now a bigger concern than crime. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.